This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
This morning, I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will bless you. He said, I've not called the house of Jacob to serve me in vain. Every time he gathered his people, he has something in mind. So for every one of us this morning, God has something for you. You may not like my face, not about my face. It's about your God. And your God is ready for you. He will bless you. I say your God will bless you. In the name of Jesus. I would like the media to give me Psalm 29. So that we can read together. Psalm 29 verse 3. I'm trusting the Lord that he's going to minister to somebody. Psalm 29 verse 3. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Verse 5. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. What I want to bring out from this passage, even as we go on, is to confirm to you that God is still speaking. If somebody is not speaking, there won't be any voice to be heard. The voice of the Lord is on the surface of the waters, is upon the water. The voice of the Lord, verse 4, is powerful. Verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedar, means that God is still speaking. And he will speak to you today. Our Father and our God want to bless your name for gathering us together. Please brood over your word by your spirit and minister to the needs of our life. Take all the glory at the end of everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may not agree with me. The voice of the Lord could mean many things. It could signify many things. It could be a voice of affirmation. Approving, the voice of approver. For example, in Job chapter 1, verse 8, the Lord said, have you seen my servant Job? He said, there is nobody like him in all over the earth. That was a voice of approver. The Lord spoke. Job chapter 1, verse 8. In Genesis 18, 19, the voice of the Lord spoke by spirit. He said, have you considered my servant Abraham, that I know him, he will teach his family. Praise the name of God. That was a voice of approver. That I know him. He will teach his family the way of the Lord. Genesis 18, 19. He will command his children. Then for our Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, as he was coming out of River Jordan during his baptism, the open heaven, and a voice came, said, this is my beloved son. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, in whom I am well pleased. So these examples are of the voice of the Lord is for affirmation. The voice of the Lord will also be for rejection. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, the Lord spoke. He was speaking concerning Eli. And he said, I've said, you and your father's house, you will walk before me forever. He said, but now the Lord said, be it far from me. That was the voice of the Lord. That was a voice of rejection. May you not hear that kind of voice from the Lord in the name of Jesus. I said, may you not hear that kind of voice from the Lord in the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord can be for judgment. In the same 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, the Lord spoke to King Saul after he refused to carry out the instruction as given by the prophet, and God spoke to him. He said, For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. He said, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord has also rejected it from being king over his people. May the Lord not reject you. So the voice of the Lord could be for affirmation, it could be for rejection, it could be for judgment, but the voice of the Lord could also be for mercy, which is going to be my focus this morning. The voice of the Lord could be for mercy. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I've heard their cry. I don't know whether you are crying to the Lord in the closet. Right inside your heart, you have pains. You can't share with anybody and you are crying. May you hear the voice of the Lord this morning. May you hear the voice of mercy this morning. I don't think I like your amen this morning in this church. When the voice of mercy speaks, the grace of God is activated and favor of the Lord becomes the order of the day. Because mercy of God activates the grace of God to work for those who are called by his name. And every time the mercy of God speaks, the one who receives the word of mercy will ultimately be favored. This morning, I pray, may the grace of God that brings favor begin to follow you. May the voice of mercy that provoke men and women to come as helper to you, destiny helpers, may you begin to hear that voice in the name of Jesus. The possibilities when the voice of mercy speaks. So my message this morning is titled The Voice of Mercy. The possibilities when the voice of mercy speaks is any of the following. It's not exhaustive, but for the sake of our time and this meeting, I'll just zero in on three. Number one, when the voice of mercy speaks, any of the following can happen. Number one, prayers and desires of several years becomes answered. Prayers and desires of several years becomes answered. Luke chapter 1 verse 5. Luke chapter 1 verse 5 to 25. There's a story there of a man called Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth, who eventually became the father of John the Baptist. They've been waiting upon the Lord, but at the time when they have given up, the voice of the Lord spoke to them. At a time where they never expected anything could happen again concerning their desire, the voice of the Lord spoke to them through an angel. And he said, I'm now ready to give to you that which you desire. Even though there was a doubt in their mind, and we knew what happened thereafter, Zechariah could not speak for a season, but at the end of the day, God brought to pass the desire of their heart. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 4, it said, delight in the Lord thy God, and he will do what? And he will grant unto you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37 verse 4. As you continue to hold on to him, delight in him, holding on to him, God will speak to you. I said that voice will speak to you. So the voice of the Lord can bring to pass the desires of several years. When the voice of mercy speaks to. Number two, when the voice of mercy speaks to a man, destinies becomes established. Destinies become established. I'm not saying destiny, things have been going on smoothly. I'm actually talking about destiny, even if at one point or the other, it has been truncated by the things we did or by the things we refused to do. When the voice of mercy comes, God will reorder the life of that individual and put him back on the path for which he has been created. I don't know how many of us listening to me this morning are already off the path. As you listen to the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord will bring you back to that path. You will not miss your way in life. What you were created to be is what you shall ultimately become. Let your amen be louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Esau, Jacob was brought forth with his brother, Esau. And right from the womb, we knew what the Lord said. Jacob, I have loved. Esau, I have hated. Why? I can't answer that. That's the prerogative of God. Amen? But along the line, Jacob put his hand in something that made God to be angry at him. He ran away from home. He stole the birthright of his brother. You know the story? He ran away from, and the brother vowed that whenever and wherever I come across this, my brother, I'm going to kill him. He ran away. Years after, Jacob encountered God at a place called Bethel. You know the story? And after that encounter, what happened? His name was changed. He had the voice of the Lord. And Jacob became Israel. Later, when Jacob came across his brother, Esau could no longer harm Jacob. Why? Esau was looking for Jacob. But because the voice of the Lord has spoken, when Esau would see Jacob, he saw Israel. Amen. If he had met Jacob, he would have killed Jacob. But he didn't see Jacob. He met Israel. When the voice of mercy speaks, destinies that have been truncated are brought back to line. I don't know how far away you are to that which God has created you. This morning, the voice is bringing you back. I said that voice is bringing you back. Because the Bible says, when a man is in the law, what has happened? All things have passed away. I love the little presentation this morning. You know, all things have passed away. Records that are written have been taken away. It's as if you have never committed anything. That's the way it is. Nothing else washes away sin like the blood of Jesus. When the blood has been applied by the mercy of the Lord, it is not remembered again. Praise the name of the Lord. So destiny is already truncated, become established. It doesn't matter how far away this morning, God is bringing you back. I said God is bringing you back. Number three, whenever the voice of mercy speaks, it brings an end to wandering in life. Many people are going through life. They think they know what they are doing. They think they know where they are going, but actually going off the way, going off the mark. But when the voice of mercy speaks, it puts an end to wandering in life. God becomes your guide. The Bible says the steps of the law of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. God becomes the one who, sometimes they tell you, where are you going? You don't know where you are going. Look, you may sound crazy, but because you are following the way you are being led by the Spirit of the Lord, you will ultimately get to your destination. So when the voice of mercy speaks, it brings an end to wandering. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, this is another very familiar story. It's the story of how Saul became the king over Israel from verse 1 to verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 1 to 24. The voice of mercy spoke to Samuel, to King Saul, and the Bible tells us Samuel told him, continue to go this way. And he got to a point. He said, when you move a little bit, you will find two men who will tell you the animals of your father that you are looking for has been found. He said, by the time you see those two men and they give you that information, then you continue going. He said, you now see another three men. From two, you meet another three men. He said, these three men, they will give you gifts. He said, collect it from them. He said, by the time you leave the three, then you will see a company of prophets who will prophesy on you. And that was exactly what happened. The voice of mercy spoke to Saul. He met two men, as he was told. After that, he met three men, people he didn't know. I'm praying for somebody, as you continue by the reason of the voice that you are listening to, men that doesn't know you, they will give you gifts. The man of God said, they will give you gifts. He said, receive it from them. Do not reject it. And when he left them, he saw company of prophets and they prophesied. And the Bible says Saul also joined them in prophesying. And people began to ask, is Saul now among the prophets? And he said, when he left, he now stood over a nation. From two to three to company of prophets, and he stood over a whole nation as a king. An end came to the wandering of Saul, because he didn't actually know where he was going to find those things that were lost. But when the voice of mercy speak, problems became solved. Our God is the divine solution. And when he has interest in the affairs of your life, he will speak to you. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed, because his compassion faileth not, and of his faithfulness they are new every morning. Don't look down on yourself and look at tomorrow as if there is no tomorrow. For the mere fact that the mercy of the Lord is available, you have a tomorrow. Please, let me tell your neighbor, you have a tomorrow. And your tomorrow is not ordinary. It's gracious. And it's full of hope. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to lift up your right hand this morning as you are listening to me and just talk to the Lord and say, Father, I know for this, because of your mercy, there is hope for me. Tell the Lord, because of your mercy, let the heaven hear you. Because of your mercy, there is hope for me. It is not a man that walketh to direct himself. Because of your mercy, there is guidance for me. Because of your mercy, help is waiting for me. You are not waiting for the help of men. I want you to make that confession. I want you to do it passionately. You are not talking to man, you are talking to the Lord. Because of your mercy, you may not have physical help, you may not have the right connection, but because of the mercy of the Lord, help is available for you. I want you to talk to the Lord. Let him know that you believe the word that is coming to you this morning. I would like the choir to join me as I begin to round up this morning. Your grace and mercy have brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. I want to thank you and praise you truly. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Can the choir help me to take that? Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you.
I'm living this moment because of you.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Amen. Some days I'm up, some days I'm down because I'm confused and I'm helpless. But one thing I'm sure I have every day is what? The mercy of the Lord. Every day. You see, it's of the Lord's mercies that have not been consumed. When Pastor was leading prayer earlier in the service, if God allowed the devil, if the devil is allowed to have his way in our life, the story would have been different concerning you. In fact, you won't have time to be complaining. You won't have time. All the complaints you are giving, you won't have the time. Because the devil is ready to go all the way with us. But thank God for Jesus. Lift up and say, thank you, Jesus. Even as we are seated, let's join the choir and take that and acknowledge that your grace and mercy brought me to.
I'm living this moment because of you.
Oh, yes, Father.
I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
One thing I have every day is your mercy. And that is why I have not been consumed. And with the mercy of God, you don't have anything to do with the rejection of men. When God's mercy is available for you, it doesn't matter what man says. Please, can we rise on our feet? It doesn't matter. And I want to assure you this morning, for his beloved, the mercy of God is available. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her has come. Amen. You go into this week, there will be a blessed assurance that the mercy of God is available for you. And when others are saying there is a casting down, not because of what you can do, not because of the balance in your account, but because of the mercy of the Lord, you will say, for you there is a lifting. Let's take that word again. Let's take that song again.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you and praise you too.
Your
grace and mercy brought me through.
I want you to speak to the Lord this morning. Please, before we go, please open your eyes. One thing that is sure, we're talking about giving and receiving. One thing that we are sure that you have received, that nobody can contest, is mercy. It does not come to you because of what you have done. That's why favor is unfair, because it doesn't go to the most qualified. It goes to those who are not qualified. That's why it's favor. If favor goes to people because of what they are, it's no longer favor. It's not merited. Not by your color, not by your connection, not by what you have. But because God sees you and say, I want to have mercy upon this one. So one thing you have every moment of your day is mercy. And one thing God wants you to give every moment is faith in him. Mark chapter 1 verse 21, have faith in God. If your faith in God is there, nothing can tamper with the mercy of God over your life. You can walk through dangers and return. And I want to assure you, your journey in life will not end in disaster. Amen. Why am I able to say that? Because of the assurance of the mercy of the Lord. Wake up in the morning, covet the mercy of the Lord. It's more than enough for you. Amen. I say it's more than enough for you. Amen. It's more than enough for you. Amen. When others are saying, I don't know how, the mercy of God will show you the way. When Jesus went to somebody in Luke chapter 5 at the pool of Bethsaida, he said, "Do you know you can be made whole?" He said, "I have no one." Jesus was not talking about connection. When you are connected with God, you are well connected. You don't need any better connection. You come to church, you don't see the pastor, you don't see the co-pastor, you see God. Mercy is available for you. Please lift up your hand this morning and say, "Father, may I not miss out of all that the mercy of God can do in the life of a man. May I never miss out of all that the mercy of God can do in the life of a man. Let the voice of mercy speak to me today. Let the voice of mercy speak to me today. In the name of Jesus, let the voice of mercy speak to me. I have faith in you as my God. Let the voice of mercy speak to me. Let the voice of mercy speak to me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon your word. I look unto you as the author and finisher of my faith. Any voice, may I not hear the voice of the stranger. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray." Jesus was speaking. He said, "I know my sheep and they hear my voice." The voice of the stranger they will not listen to. For the rest of your days, you will not hear the voice of the stranger. Let me hear a loud amen. This morning, by apostolic authority, like the pen of the ready writer, God wants to use my tongue to speak into your life. From now, you will hear the voice of mercy. May the voice of mercy begin to speak to you now. May that voice begin to speak into your family, into your career, into the journey of your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you will eat and not be hungry. I said, you will eat but not be hungry. You will drink and not be thirsty. For the rest of your days, you will no longer bring forth trouble. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, destiny helper will locate you. In the name of Jesus. Saul moved from 2 men and met 3 men. After 3, he meant, the Bible says, the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. You will never know a better yesterday. Every day your life shall be from glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. As many times that you come across issues in your life, divine solution will surface. By the token of the mercy of the Lord, helper of destiny will locate you. It shall be well with you. In God, people don't go down. You will not go down. In the name of Jesus. I could see somebody this morning saying, "Pastor, are you talking about me? I don't know what your issues may be, but the voice of Mercy is speaking to you." He said, "I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. I will wipe away your tears. I will deflate your pressure and take away your pains in the name of Jesus." Father, this morning we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Settle your people. Establish them. Restore their joy. Let them continue in you until they see you face to face, even in your glory. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Good morning, church. God bless you.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.